Welcome back into the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions with Carolina coming off the bye week. We got our first one from Ryan Hayden, who asked, with Greg Olsen coming back, what will that mean for Ed Dixon, as he has been pretty good? Ed Dixon has been pretty good, and he stepped up in a big way when Greg Olsen went down with that broken foot in week two. And you know, the funny thing about this is I don't think there's anybody who's happier, maybe other than Greg Olsen himself, that Greg is coming back than Ed Dixon. And that might surprise some people because of the fact that Ed has gotten to step into that number one tight end role. Obviously, he moves back to the number two spot with Olsen, a perennial Pro Bowler, now being back healthy. But I think the key for Ed is he's always understood what his role is. And he knew when Greg went down, he was going to have to step up and be a guy who'd be maybe a bigger part of the passing game than he had in the past. And when Greg is healthy, he knows that he's going to do a lot more of the dirty work. And now that they're both healthy and ready to play again together, and obviously Panthers are going to take advantage of those two tight end sets that they always have. It's a big part of this offense. And I think the one thing about Ed Dixon that maybe he did remind both his teammates on this offense and some opposing defenses that he's a weapon in the passing game and that he can be used in that way. So while certainly you expect a lot of attention to be placed on Greg Olsen and his return, you can't forget about 84, because Ed Dixon has proven in these past few weeks that he's a guy that can be counted on in big moments. And so maybe for this Panthers team, it's something to keep in the back of your mind that even though Olsen's back, there's two tight ends running down the field who could be weapons for this team. We've got our next question from Festive Dave, who asks, who has been the most underappreciated Panther this season? That's a good question, and it's a tough one to answer because there are a number of candidates you could go with here, but I'm going to go with K.K. Short, defensive tackle. Obviously, he's a Pro Bowl guy, so he's gotten some national attention before, but I think with the position he plays at the defensive tackle spot, it's not all that glamorous. You know, right now he's got 4 sacks in the season, not a hugely eye-popping number, but I think maybe sometimes it goes underappreciated just how special a talent he is playing at that spot. At his size, to be able to move the way he does with the explosiveness that he has in his arsenal is just so rare. There's only a few defensive tackles in this league who can match up physically and athletically with KK. And it was interesting hearing Adam Gase talk about that, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, on the conference call, just about how the Dolphins have one in Ndamukong Suh and the Panthers got one in KK Short. And maybe throw Aaron Donald into that mix, but there are not a whole lot of guys who can be in that upper echelon at that position. And so Panther fans are very lucky to be able to watch KK week in and week out. Not every week is he going to have a sack. Not every week is he going to be putting up big numbers, but he attracts so much attention. And constantly opposing offensive linemen have to be aware of where he is. Otherwise, he can wreck a game. So his impact is so huge for this team. And, of course, he's been making some big splash plays. He's a big reason why Carolina's been so good against the run this year. And, of course, when they get the chance to rush the passer, he's dynamic in that area as well. Got a last question this week from Daniel Ritchie, who asks, who's the Panther that is most likely to have a second-half breakout? Well, I'm going to cheat here and give you two names, both on the offensive side. I'm going to start with Devin Funchess, wide receiver. Look, when Kelvin Benjamin got traded to Buffalo, everybody knew that his role was going to increase quite a bit, moving into that X receiver spot full-time as the number one wide receiver, quote-unquote. But he's delivered. These past two games since the trade, you're looking at 92 yards and 2 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, 86 yards the week before that. I think it's pretty clear that Devin is kind of flourishing in this role, and I think he's going to continue to have a big second half of the season. The other guy I would mention is rookie running back Christian McCaffrey. And we've been talking about him all throughout the season, all throughout the year on this video mailbag. People asking a lot of questions about him and his production. I think what you're seeing right now is a guy who's getting a lot more comfortable in the running game. And that's been the big, really, thing for him that's been missing. The passing game has been tremendous. Leading this team in catches, he's always been a threat there. But between the tackles and using him more in that traditional power run game, I think you're seeing a little bit more effectiveness. And that, a lot plays into that. Cam running the ball plays into that. The offensive line blocking better plays into that. Stewart getting more involved in the running game on a consistent basis. All those kind of factors help everybody on the offense. I think the thing for the Panthers right now is there's a lot more confidence with Christian in that traditional run game. And because of that, I think we're going to continue to see that production increase throughout the second half of the season. Thanks for the question this week, everybody. We'll do it again next time right here on Panthers.com.